glyphosate altogether.
Next Thursday, a federal judicial panel will consider a motion to consolidate numerous individual lawsuits against the makers and distributors of Paraquat. These lawsuits link the exposure of Paraquat to Parkinson's disease. Minneapolis attorney Yvonne Flaherty.
We hope the manufacturer does the right thing. That's going to mean taking some accountability for the injuries and also to increase the transparency regarding their knowledge and the association between use of Paraquat and Parkinson's disease.
Last fall, EPA determined there's not enough evidence to link the use of Paraquat to health issues, including Parkinson's disease. However, EPA implemented new measures to protect applicators and avoid drift. Flaherty, who was also involved in the lawsuits dealing with glyphosate, says this case is different.
The Roundup litigation, because of the nature of the product, I think the volume of claims is very different from what we will see in this litigation. Roundup obviously was used on a number of in agricultural areas, farms, but also had significant residential use. We're not going to see that type of residential use in this particular litigation. But from a legal perspective, I think that some of the decisions and rulings that came out in the Roundup litigation are very helpful and favorable to individuals who have been harmed by Paraquat.
And if consolidated, motions have been made to have these lawsuits heard in Minnesota, California, Illinois, Missouri, or Mississippi.
April, U.S.